And so we are faced with this key question. Did the French Revolution, the toppling of the French throne of Louis XVI, the beheading of the king and his queen Marie Antoinette, along with thousands of other French noblemen and women, the whole violent and chaotic upheaval that was the French Revolution, was all of this the result of a British secret intelligence operation to use revolutionary ideology to destabilize their chief rival, the French? If it was, then it may well indeed be the greatest case of blowback in the long history of espionage. And if so, the lesson we should learn? Be careful what you wish for, because sometimes your actions may bring unexpected results. Here we have the ultimate conspiracy theory, that the British had used all means possible to escalate internal divisions in France, their chief rival in Europe and the New World, and in this way, the British Secret Service had managed to topple the French government. Is this a case of blowback, that the myopic British Secret Service accidentally pushed the French situation too far and actually created the French Revolution that shook the world? Just think about the implications. On the shattered foundations of the Bourbon dynasty grew Robespierre and the Terror, and after him Napoleon, whose rise did more to threaten British interests than any other world leader prior to Adolf Hitler in World War II. Elizabeth Sparrow's Secret Service, British Agents in France, examines how Great Britain began to understand the importance of information on internal and external movements of both enemies and friends. In direct response to the tumultuous upheavals of the French Revolution just across the English Channel of Britain's most powerful enemy, the English Parliament passed the first national security legislation in 1792 that would eventually create MI5 and MI6, two of the most powerful and sophisticated espionage agencies in the world. MI5 would be charged with internal security, protecting England from foreign and domestic enemies. MI6 would become England's Foreign Intelligence Service, the service of Ian Fleming's fictional character, James Bond. The British National Security Act, adopted in 1792 in the wake of the revolution in France, imposed loyalty to the British Crown as a prerequisite to British citizenship. You shall swear to be a true and faithful servant to the King's Majesty. You shall keep secret all matters revealed to you, or that shall be secretly treated of in council. When William Huskinson became acting superintendent of aliens, he began to work with the Comité Français, the French government in exile, to set up royalist agents inside France. His labors were ineffectual, so that he was soon replaced by William Wickham shortly after Louis XVI was sent to the guillotine on 21 January 1793. Britain requested that Wickham establish an agent in France to provide information and guide the formation of the new government there. Wickham chose a Swiss asset from Geneva known as Gaston. Gaston reported back on the formation of the French Directorate and the radical shift towards terror and violence, but he was unable to influence its formation nor bring Anglophiles into leadership roles. Later that same year, a memoir was circulated throughout Europe that demanded a royalist resurgence, the restoration in France of the Bourbon dynasty. It was believed to have originated somewhere in Switzerland. Britain was interested in supporting a royalist coup to restore the Bourbons to power. So Wickham traveled personally to Switzerland to investigate. Unable to discover the origins of the mysterious memoir, William Wickham instead took over as British ambassador to Switzerland, and in this position, he began to create the first of several international networks for espionage activity targeting revolutionary France, a group known as the Swiss Agency.